Today is Daf Tez Vav, and we will begin on the first words in Daf Tez Vav Amin Aleph. Itmar. Lechi ha'imir elav. A lechi that stands by itself. In other words, it happens to be that a lechi is positioned at the side of the Mavi entrance, but it was not put there specifically to adjust the Mavi. It happens to be standing there by itself. And like Rashi explains, as the Beis Yosef explains the Rashi, it's not a situation where they didn't plant something at the front of the Mavoi. Nothing happens by itself. Just when the item that was planted there obviously there was no intention for it to be an adjustment for a lechi. There might not even been a mavi at that point, at that place. Abaye Amar Havi Lechi. Abaye says it's considered a valid lechi. Rav Amar Lo Havi Lechi. Rav says it's not considered a valid lechi. Says the Gemara, Heichad Lo Simchino Lama Esmoil, where it was not relied on from before Shabbos, the Kula Amar Lo Pligid Lo Havi Lechi. Says the Gemara that everybody will agree that it's not considered a lechi. Ki pligi, when is the machlokes of Abaye and Rava? Heichad Simchino Lama Esmoil, when it was relied on from before Shabbos, but it was oimid me'elav. Abaye Omer havelachi. Abaye says it's a lechi to samchin olam esmal because it was relied on from before Shabbos. Rav Amalai havelachi. Rav says it's not considered a valid lechi. Kiven the mikara lav adatoy to hachavidi, since it wasn't constructed originally for that purpose. Lo havelachi. It is not considered a lechi. So the way Mefarshim explained the Gemara, as we will soon see, the Machloikas of Abaye and Rava essentially centers around the issue, is a lechi a mechitza or a heker? Rava holds that a lechi is a heker, and since it's built as a heker, it has to be built and designated specifically as a lechi. Abaye, on the other hand, holds the lechi is a mechitza, and therefore, if it was built, even if it wasn't built l'shem lechi, it would be considered a valid lechi. The only question is, ask Rabbi Kivega, if the pshat in Abaye is because it's a mechitza, and since it's a mechitza, it works even if it was oimid me'elav, so why does our Gemara say that you have to have at least that samchin alei that was relied on from before Shabbos? So Kivega says a concept, something that we've said already previously, that even the man, the Amma, that holds the lechi is because of mechitza, agrees that there is a heker aspect to a lechi. And therefore, if lois samchina lemi esmoil, if it wasn't relied on from before Shabbos, so if it wasn't built as a lechi, and it wasn't relied on as a lechi, therefore, even a buyer will agree that it's not a lechi. And that's why we can also understand what the Red Ritva says. That the entire discussion, says Ritva, between Abaye and Rava is limited to when the lechi is less than Dalet Amos wide. But a lechi which is Dalet Amos wide, even Abaye will agree, says the Ritva, that it's not going to be a kosher lechi. Why? Because again, since it's so wide, there is absolutely no notice that it's there to fix the Mavi, to adjust the Mavi, and therefore Reb Abaye will agree that it's not considered a legitimate lechi. Kusaka Daitach, so the Gemara continues, it was thought by the Yeshiva, Kehecha de Pligi Belechi, just like Abaye and Rava disagree regarding the halacha of a lechi, Pligi Navi Mechitza, they'll have the exact same achlokes by every Mechitza. Toshma, so the Gemara brings a proof from a Mishnah regarding Hilcha Sukkah. If somebody makes his sukkah among the trees, is the finest loy, and the trees are the walls of the sukkah, ksheira. The sukkah is considered a valid sukkah. Now, isn't it talking that the mechitzas, the trees, weren't planted for a sukkah? They were made, they're there anyway. So according to Rava, why is it a legitimate sukkah? Isn't it a situation of oimid me'elav, which according to Rava, it's not considered a legitimate mechitza? And so the Gemara, Hachem Ma'iskinen, Shenitim Etchil Lekach, that the trees were originally planted to be used as walls for a sukkah. Ask the Gemara, Yochib Shita, if that's the case, so certainly it's a kosher sukkah. What's the question? Answer the Gemara, Matatema, Ligzer, we should maybe say that you're not allowed to have a sukkah made out of walls that are trees, because we may be concerned that you will come to use the tree on Yontif, which we know you're not allowed to use. You're not allowed to use a tree on Yontif and Shabbos because we're concerned, the Rabbanan said, that you may come to tear off a branch. Kamashmalan, that if the tree has all the other requirements, the sukkah can be made out of trees. But Tosfos points out that the trees have to be tied down, because if they're not tied down, if they flutter with the wind, they will not be considered kosher walls for a sukkah. Toshma, we learned, and we'll learn a Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin, Vapasi Baros, that if there's a pit, which is in Rosh Hashanah, and the people who are being oil regal want to be able to take the water outside from the pit to feed themselves and their animals to the Rosh Hashanah, if you make four L-shaped corners around the area, so the halacha is that you could carry from the pit to outside the pit. Says the Braisa, Hoysham Ilon Ogeder, if there's a tree or a fence or a chitzis hakonim or a corner made up of poles, nidim shum deyoyim, they can be considered these L-shaped partitions. This is picture 111 on page 37. So again, the tree, how could it be considered a mechitza according to Rava? And so the Gemara, how come my skin is also metchilin lekach? It was made originally to serve as this deyoyimid. Ask Mar Yochim Akamashmon. If that's the case, of course it's a legitimate deyoyimid. Why not? Answers the Gemara, Kamash Malon, the Chiddush here is, the Chit Sakonim, Kona Pachs Mishloshet Tvachim. When you have a Deyoimid made out of poles, as is shown on the bottom right, where you have a pole, and between the poles, there are less than three Tvachim, it's considered a legitimate Deyoimid. Kedabai Minei Abai Miraba, as Abai asked Rabba, is that considered a legitimate Mechitza? And here, because it isn't a solid wall, and from here we see that it is considered a legitimate deyoimet. Toshma, Ilan HaMesach, Alaret, a tree that forms a canopy over the ground, if you have branches coming out of a tree, Im Ein Neufe Gvoimen Ar Gimel Tvachim, if the branches are not three Tvachim above the ground, the loch is Metachim Metachtav, you could carry underneath, since the branches now form valid partitions. Again, a question on Rava, how could a tree be considered a valid partition? Answers the Gemara, Hachav Mayaskinon, Shinot Metchil Lekach, that the tree was planted from the beginning for that purpose. Ask the Gemara, Yachal Tata Bekula, if that's the point, that the tree with its branches were planted originally to be partitions, so why shouldn't we be able to allow to carry under the whole area under the branches? You're only allowed to carry under these branches if the area is not larger than two base saw. If it's a rishus hayochid, this limitation should not apply. Answers the Gemara, because this is not a real dwelling place. In other words, the halacha is, if it is an area which is a real Rishus HaYochid, so then there are no limitations how big Rishus HaYochid is. If somebody lives in a very large house, it's a Rishus HaYochid, he could carry in the entire house. Here, the only reason why somebody would live under this area is because he has to guard the field, and this is sort of the place where he'll stay. It's only Dira which is there to serve for Avir, for a person to be able to stay there. The halach is the Michsalaza makes an interesting observation. He says from here we could see how great the trees of Eretz Yisrael were. He says, look at this tree, it has branches that are so wide that the area under it is larger than two beis saw. Two beis saw is 5,000 square amos. Yet Eretz Yisrael is such a blessed country. We have trees that make such beautiful branches. Tashma, the halacha is that on Shabbos a person is allowed to carry 2,000 amos past his mokum shvisa, the place that he identifies as his place of rest. That's the basis of the halacha of Ruvi Tchumim, which we learn later in the Masechta. Shavus, if somebody made his place of residence, betel shugvoya sorrow on a mound that is 10 tefachim high, v'yub'aba amos abeis asayim, and the area of this mound is somewhere between 4 amos and 2 beisar, uvachem b'neka shu'omakasoro, on a hole of a rack, which again is 10 tefachim deep, v'umi'aba amos abeis asayim, or kama katsura, you have reaped grain, or shipilis, or reaped stalks, makifa isoisoi, that you dug out inside an area of this grain, an area that's from 4 amas to 2 beisar, the loch is mahalchas kula, that entire area is considered the area of your rest, so you can walk that entire area, and past that area, the chutzla paimam, you can walk another 2,000 amma. So now the question again is, this area that's cut out, that of the grain, is not a valid partition. V'chitem, so you'll say, hachanami, sh'os metchilu l'kach, that it was made for that. Bishlam a kama l'chai, by a kama we could say it was specifically cut out for that. Elatel v'neka aren't cut out for that, they're made, they're natural occurrences. Michael Amema, and like Tosfos explains, since that Braisa mentions three cases, it mentions the case of tel, it mentions the case of neka, and it mentions the case of kama, so although in the case of kama it can be explained that it was not a lakach, that it was made specifically for that, but the other two cases cannot be explained that way, since there are two cases and this is only one case, so the majority prevails. Ella, says the Gemara, but mechitzas kule amaloi pligi dav mechitza. Regarding a partition, everybody will agree that it's considered a mechitza, even if it's nasim elof. And the mefarshim say the same thing will be ra halacha regarding the pasei berah, the pasim what we spoke about earlier by mechit by chotzer. You have to have two pasim on the side. That the halacha will be that. That the passing of down that they could be nechitz me'elof. The machloikus is ki pligi belechi. Abaye l'tamei. Abaye holds the amalechim shemechitza, and since he holds the lechis mechitza, mechitza asuya malah have a mechitza. A mechitza by itself, provided you relied on it, is a mechitza. For Rav l'tamei, and Rav says d'am alechim shem heker, that the point of a lechi is a heker. If it's made specifically with to be a lechi, you have a heker, then it's a heker. Viloi, lo have a heker. Otherwise, it's not a heker. Now, Tosfos asks, where do we see that a bayah holds that a lechi is a shemechitza? So, one pshat the Rishonim say is that they had a kabbalah, they had a mesorah, that's what a bayah held, the lechi is a shemechitza. But Tosfos has a different pshat. Tosfos says, we learned in Daf Hey, the Gemara says that if the Mavui was higher than 20 Amis, so the halacha is you have to make a platform to lower it. So Abaye said, how big should a platform be? It should be Dalar Amis. Why should it be Dalar Amis? Explains Tosfos, because it's going to be Lechi Mishum Mechitza. And if Lechi Mishum Mechitza, it has to be an area of Dalar Amis that the Mechitza should work for. That's Tosfos' explanation. Ritva gives a different explanation. He says, since Abaye paskins that bein lechayim osur, that you're only allowed to carry from the inside part of the lechi, not from the outside part of the lechi. Why? Because Abaye holds that the lechi is a mechitza, and only the inner part of the lechi is the mechitza. So we see that Abaye holds that a lechi is a mechitza. The Rishonim point out, and so it says in Shulchan Aruch, that since by a kaira, almost everybody agrees that the point of a kaira is because of heker, so therefore by kaira, certainly a kaira ha'oimid me'aleh, a kaira that stands by itself, will not be considered a legitimate a kaira. Tashma. So the Gemara wants to prove that a lechi ha'oimid me'aleh is considered a kosher lechi. Avni gedah ha'yoytis me'negedah, the stones of a wall that protrude from the wall, this is picture 112, if the stones are less than 3 tefachim separated from each other. Ain't tzarich lechi acher. There is no need for another lechi for this mavoi. Shalosha. But if there's more than three tefachim between the stones, the halacha is tzarich lechi acher. Another lechi has to be constructed for this opening. This seems to say that a lechi does not have to be made specifically to serve as a lechi, because this seems to be a situation that the wall just was created this way. Says the Gemara, no. Hachnam shabana metchilakach. It was erected originally with this point. Asked the Gemara, Hilcha Pshita, so why shouldn't it be a kosher lechi? Answers the Gemara, Maratem lemesa ben Yonahu Davida. Somebody who sees this lechi will think that the person who left the wall, the stones this way, it left it in order to eventually build more of the wall. And that's how he'll insert the bricks, and therefore it should not be considered a kosher lechi. Kamashmon, that it is a kosher lechi. Toshma, so Mar brings another proof. Kaisel should see the echad konis mechaveroi, a wall that, a mavi, where one wall is shorter than the other wall, ben shenir b'chutz v'shava b'fnim, and he puts a lechi, and the lechi is noticeable to the people outside, and not noticeable to the people inside, or ben shenir b'fnim b'shava b'chutz, or whether the result is that the lechi is visible to the people on the inside, but not to the outside, nidna m'shem lechi, it's considered a lechi. Now, this brisa seems to say that a lechi that's part of the wall, even though it wasn't apparently made specifically to be a lechi, it's just part of the wall, it's still considered a lechi. So it's proof tabaya that a lechi ha'oymed me'elav is a valid lechi. And it says, Gemara, ha'chanam ish'os metchilukach. It was made originally to be a lechi. Ask the Gemara, Yehachi Mai Kamashwan, what is this Brisa teaching us? And it says, the Gemara, Ha Kamashwan, the Brisa is teaching us the Nirim B'chutz, that even though the Lechi is only visible to the people outside the Mavi, the Shabbat B'fnim, Nidim Shem Lechi. And like the Taras Chaim points out, truthfully, the Gemara could have said the Chiddush is that near b'chnim, if the lechi is visible to the people inside and not to the people outside, it's legitimate lechi. But he says that near b'chutz, shabim b'fnim, that a lechi that's only visible to the people outside and not to the people inside is a bigger chiddush, because the main point of the lechi is for the people inside the mavi, that they could know they could carry the mavi and not outside the mavi. And still, the Brice is telling us that it's a kosher mavi. But yes, there is another chiddush in this Brice, says the Taras Chaim, that near b'fnim, shabim b'chutz, is also considered a lechi. Tashma, the Rav have Yosef Bahu Mavar. Rav was when sitting in a mavoi, have Yosef Rav Huna kamei. Rav Huna was sitting by him. Amar l'shamay, Rav said to Hashamas, Zil Isli Kuznamay, please bring me a pitcher of water. Add the osel, till the attendant arrived, Nafalchai, the lechi fell off. Achle b'yadei, so Rav showed him with his hand, Komadachte, stand in your place. Amalei Rav Huna, so Rav Huna said to Rav, Leisovamah lismachadaf dikla, why can't you rely on the palm tree which is standing in the entrance of the mavui, and that should be considered a lechi for this mavui? Amar, so Rav said, Domei haim rabbanan, this Talmud Chacham Rav Huna seems commanded loy parish inish matzah, as if somebody never explained to him the halacha properly. Misam chinalem esma, they would rely on this tree as a lechi from the day before. Everybody agreed, says the Gemara, Abaye and Rava, that the lechi had to be relied on from before Shabbos. So what do we see? Tama, the Lysim Chinen. Why was this tree not considered a legitimate lechi? Because it was not relied on from before Shabbos. Hossim Chinen. Had it been relied on from before Shabbos, have a lechi. So it's a raya that a lechi, ha'oymen me'elov, is considered a legitimate lechi according to Rav. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara wants to say a different pshat in the machloikus of Abaye Rava, perhaps. Lema Abaye v'Rava d'Lysim Chinen. Maybe an Abaye and Rava are arguing in a case where it was a lechi ha'oymen me'elov, and also it was not relied on before Shabbos. Hasam chinala, perhaps if it was relied on before Shabbos, have a lechi. Even Rava would agree that it's a lechi. And therefore, we don't have a proof that Rav paskin like Abaye. Because maybe in a case where it was relied on from before Shabbos, the Gemara seems to suggest, even Rava would have called it's a good lechi. Says the Gemara, Lo Yisal Kedaitach. It's not sensible to say that Rava will agree in a case of something that was relied on from before Shabbos that it should be a legitimate lechi. Why? The who bark the have a bay bar chava. There was a certain porch at the home of bar chava which had a pillar standing at the entrance of the mavui. Rabbi pleaded by Abai for Rabbi Kolishni, and Abai and Rava argued all the years. Abai said it's a valid lechi as long as it's relied on from before Shabbos, and Rava said it's not a valid lechi. Now, if the halacha is that Rava will agree that if you rely on it from before Shabbos, it's a valid lechi, so Rava should have just relied on it from before Shabbos, and I wouldn't have any questions. The fact that there is a question asked, even though it was relied on, is a raya that Rava, whose machmer, is even machmer in a case which relied on from before Shabbos. So the Gemara says that the halacha is like a baya. And Rashi says that even though we know generally in Shas that malacha is like Rava, when there's machlok between Rava and Abaya, but there's a rule, Yal Kagam, that there are six exceptions where we pass in like Abaya and not like Rava. Says Rashi that the Lamed of Yal Kagam refers to Lechi Ha'oimed Me'elav, and that's why here we were paskin like Abaya, and that's why the Rambam paskins, and that's the way Shulchan Aruch paskins, that Lechi Ha'oimed Me'elav, as long as was relied on from before Shabbos, is considered a legitimate Lechi. Now, the Goyin Yaakov makes a very important observation, that this entire discussion, he says, is only by lechi oimen me'elav. But let's say somebody goes and constructs a lechi, even if it wasn't relied on from before Shabbos, then of course it'll be a legitimate lechi. The entire discussion now, Gemara, is by lechi oimen me'elav. Now, where is this question very relevant? Because the Mishnah Berurah paskins that a tzuras ha-pesach has the same din as a lechi. And therefore, a tzuras ha-pesach ha-oimed me'elov has to be relied on from before Shabbos in order to be a valid tzuras ha-pesach. And the Mishnah Berurah, even though there are many other paskim that disagree, that say tzuras ha-pesach has a din like a mechitza, and a mechitza is oimed me'elov, we learned in the sugya, is fine. The Mishnah Berurah is machmer that tzuras ha-pesach, if it's oimed me'elav, it wasn't constructed specifically to be a tzuras ha-pesach, it's not a legitimate tzuras ha-pesach unless it was relied on from before Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah speaks about the following situation, which will be very relevant, because most of the tzuras ha-pesachs in the areas where there are eruvs nowadays are tzuras ha-pesach oimed me'elav. If they're telephone poles or other such poles, they weren't put there strictly to be a lechi, or tzuras ha-pesach. They were put there as a telephone pole, and we're relying on them. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks about such a situation. Let's say somebody had a lechi at his entrance to a mavi, or had a tzuras ha-pesach, and he didn't rely on it for a number of weeks. He doesn't carry in the Erev. Then one Shabbos, during Shabbos, he decides that he wants to rely on the Erev. He wants to rely on the Tzuras HaPesach. He wants to rely on the Lechi. He can't. Because the fact that all these previous Shabbatot, he refused to rely on the Lechi and the Tzuras HaPesach, so it's obvious that he was not soimich on this Lechi from before. And if you're not soimich on a Lechi that's oimed me'elov, or according to the Mishnah Berurah, on a Tzuras HaPesach ha'imed me'elav, then the halacha will be that tzuras, that you can't rely on Shabbos, because you have to have that you were soimich on it from before Shabbos. However, if it was planted, if it was made specifically before to be a lechi or be a Tzuras HaPesach, then this problem wouldn't exist. Continues the Mishnah. Bekolos and l'chaim, we can make a lechi out of any material. I feel b'davar shesh b'roi chaim, even out of a living thing, even out of an animal. Ramea oyser. Ramea says you can't make an animal out of a living thing, as Rashi explains on Amud Beis, on top of Amud Beis. Ramea holds that any partition which owes its erectness to a life force is not considered a valid partition. because it's the life force that keeps the petition erect, and therefore it's not a tangible substance and will not be considered a legitimate partition. And a living thing transmits tumah as a tomb cover. Rashi says that if somebody was going to take an animal and use it as a goyel, as the tap of a coffin, it will be tumah tumas oil. And it's interesting. Rashi points out la'olam, that will remain like that forever. Other Rishonim disagree and say that it'll only have the tumah of a goyel as long as it's the top of the coffin. But if it's removed from the coffin, that halacha won't be applied. Ramea Matar, again, Ramea holds that it won't have the din of a goyel if it's life, if it's a thing that's alive. Now, the Mefarshim point out two things. First of all, the Rishonim say that our discussion about you, even according to the Ma'an, the Omer, that says you can use an animal as a lechi, is only if the animal is tied down. If the animal is not tied down, it's certainly everybody will agree that it's not a legitimate lechi. The Mefarshim asked a question as follows. According to the Ma'an d'Omer that says the lechi mishum mechitza, that the point of a lechi is to be a mechitza, so they say we could understand Rameya, because as Rashi explained, anything that owes its existence to a life force, which is an intangible, is not considered a mechitza. But according to the Ma'an d'Omer that says lechi mishum heker, so they ask, so what's the difference that it's standing because of the life in it? It's still a hacker. So they answer something that we said many times, even in today's shir. According to the Ma'an d'Omer that says hacker, agrees that has to be a mechitza aspect to it. And since, if it, as Rameya holds, it's not a legitimate mechitza, even though it is a legitimate hacker, it will not be acceptable. Continues the mission of a kosum of gitei noshim. You could write a get on a live thing. Rabbi Yosef Glila Paisel, Rabbi Yosef Glila says you can't write a get on a live thing. Tanya. So it says in Embrace, Rameya Omer, called over Shesh Beruchaim, anything that's alive, Enos and Oysa Loy Dafin Lasukkah, cannot be used as a wall for a sukkah, Vloy Lechi Lamavoy, it can't be used as a Lechi for a Mavoy, Vloy Pasel Baros, it can't be used for the L shaped partitions by a Pasel Baros, Vloy Goyle Kever, and it can't be used to cover a coffin. In other words, it can be used, but as we learned, according to Rameya, it won't have the tumah of a tumah skull. Mishum Rav Yosef Glila Amru Af Ein Kaisrin Lav Gitei Noshim, it can't be used to write a get on. Ask the Gemara, my Tam Rav Yosef Glili, what's the reasoning for Rav Yosef Glili? The Tanya, Sefer. The Torah, when it speaks about a get, uses the word Sefer, a parchment. Only a Sefer, so I would think that only a get can be only written on parchment. Menayin l'rabbis kol dover. How do we know that a get can't be written on any other item? Tamlan can be written on any other item. Tamlan v'kosov law mikom makom. It can be written on any writing surface. In kemat tamlan sefer. So what do I learn from the word sefer? Loy melach. Come to teach you that the surface on which a get will be written has to have the same characteristics as a sefer. Mas sefer, just like a parchment, is dovish ein beruach chayim, doesn't have a life force in it, ein vein oichlan, and it's not a food. Af kol dovish ein beruach chayim, anything that you can write again on can't have something that has a life force in it, vein oichlan is not a food. The Rabbonin disagree with Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbonin, what do Rabbonin say? Mikseh bis sefer. Does the Torah write the get should be written in the sefer? Sefer. It just uses the word sefer. L'sviris dvarim ba'alma hudasa. The word comes to denote that the point of the get, it's a narrative of what's happening that this husband and wife are divorcing. Ask the Gemara, Rabbonin hai v'kosolai my darshibai. What are they going to use the word v'kosov law? The Rabbi Yossi uses it. Since according to Rabbanan, there's no restriction on what a get can be written on, what do they need the word v'kosov law? And like Tosfos points out, everybody knows that in Masechta Gittin, the words v'kosov law are used to teach us v'kosov law, law l'shma, that a get has to be written specifically for this woman. So what's the Gemara's question? Asks Tosfos, what do I need v'kosov law? So Tosfos points out that in the parasha of Gittin in the Torah, it says the word v'kosov law twice. And therefore the Gemara's question is, on the second because of law, what are Rabbanan going to use it for? Answered the Gemara, Homi Baile, I need to teach us the Ksiva Miskareshes, that a woman is divorced with a piece of paper that's written on, or something that's written on, Vena Miskareshes Pekesev, you can't divorce a woman with money. Since we know it says in Torah, v'yotzer v'haisa, so the Torah compares the leaving of a marriage to the creation of a marriage. Just like a woman could get married, as the first Mishnah in Masechet Kedushin says, through a husband giving her money, so too the divorce should be valid with money, kamash malon, that money cannot be used for a divorce. So first of all, Tosfos points out that in Masechet Gittin, Abaye says that the reason money cannot be used to affect a divorce is a different reason. Ein kateger nasas haneger, something which creates a marriage, money which creates a marriage, cannot be the same thing which breaks a marriage. So as Tosfos, according to that concept, I'm back to where I started. What do I need a pasuk to teach us that money can't be used for a divorce? I already know. So Taisha says, the point is to teach us that you could divorce a wife only with a get, not with chalitza. We would think, says Taisha, according to Gemara Masechta Gittin, that since a Yavama relationship with her Yavam is severed through chalitza, so through every woman's relationship with her husband can be severed through chalitza, kamash malan, not that way. Now the Mefarshim discuss, when the Gemara and the Havmina thought that a woman could be divorced through money, who would be giving the money and who would be receiving the money? Because as Rabbi Chanan points out in the Kibbutz Shiurim, the point of the money here is not buying something. The point of the money here is to affect the kinyan, to affect a transaction. And the question is, who would be giving the money and who would be receiving the money? From Rashi and most Rishonim, it seems that the husband would give the money to the wife. That just like the husband gives the get to the wife, the Gemara thought that he could give money to the wife to affect the divorce. However, other Rishonim think that it's the wife giving money to her husband, so to speak, that's the way she's buying herself back from a husband. The husband buys the wife with the Kedushin, and now she's buying herself back. But again, it doesn't make a difference, as we explained, because money doesn't affect the divorce. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Glili, who used the pasuk of the Kosov law regarding on what surface a get can be written on, Haisvar Manola, from where will he know that you can't divorce with money? Answers the Gemara, Nafgalem is Sefer Krisus. He learns it from the words Sefer Krisus, which teaches us Sefer Karsa, the get, the written word separates them, Vendavacha Karsa, nothing else. Ask the Gemara, Rabbanan, Hai Sefer Krisus, Miboile, what are they going to do with the word Sefer Krisus? They needed to teach us Ludova HaKoires Beino LeBeino, that there has to be a total severance of the band between the husband and the wife. L'chretanya, as the Brice and Masech the Gittin teaches us, Hareza Gita Chamnash Leitish Yain, if somebody gives a get to his wife and he says that the get is valid on the condition that you should never drink wine, or Amanash Leitech LeBeis Avich, on the condition that you should never go back to your father's house, La'olam forever, Ain't that Krisis. It's not considered a good get because the band is not totally severed. She's tied to him with this condition. However, if the condition was only for Kol Shloish Miyoyim for 30 days, Hareza Krisis, then it is a get because it's only a temporary condition. That's what we need this pasuk for. Rav Yosef Glili, Nafkalei, we Rav Yosef Glili know this halacha that the get has to totally sever the relationship because the Torah uses the word Krisis, Mikares Krisis. The Torah could have used the word Kares, instead it uses the word Krisus to teach us this thing. Rabbanan, Kares Krisis, Loidashi, the Rabbanan hold that the Torah uses the word Krisis as much as it would use the word Kares, and that's not considered anything extra. Now Tosfos asks, even in a case where somebody makes a condition that he's divorcing his wife on the condition that she would never go back to her father's house, which the Gemara says means that she's bound to him through this condition forever, and therefore the get is not a valid get, as Taisus, it's not forever, because unfortunately her father is not forever, her father will leave the world. So why is that not a valid get? So Taisus answers that even after the father passes away, still the father's house is called his house, and since it's called his house, that's why the condition is a condition which is forever. The Ritva gives a different answer. He says, yes, the father may die, but if the father dies, and that will automatically make this condition irrelevant, it's not that the husband severed his relationship with the wife. The husband's relationship is forever. There's an outside situation, which obviously he didn't control, because he doesn't control the life or death of her father, that caused that the condition should not be able to be fulfilled anymore, or not be relevant anymore. So it's not that the husband severed the bond, it was severed separately, and that's why it's not considered, that's why it's considered a condition forever. Other Rishonim explained that the language that he used was Lebaya Zeshulavicha. He didn't refer to the house of your father, he referred to the house. And the house could stand forever. And since the house could stand forever, it's a condition that keeps them connected forever, and therefore the get in such a situation would not be a valid get. Continues the Mishnah. Shi'ora Shechantza Abika. If a caravan encamped in an open field, and they surrounded the encampment with the various things that an animal wears, his saddles, his saddlebags. The halacha is, you're allowed to carry within this encampment, as long as the walls are of these made walls are 10 tefachim high. Furthermore, the light pierces your Yisrael Salbinyan. The halacha is that the gaps in the barricade are not allowed to be larger than the solid part. The total width of the gaps are not allowed to exceed the solid parts. And now we know, another halacha, kol shpirtza shika esa amis, if the opening is less than 10 amis, then with teres, yes, we can also, because as we've explained many times, a pirtza, an opening that's 10 amos or less, is called a pesach. It's called an entranceway. And that's why it's not an issue. If it's wider than 10 amos, then it's not called a entranceway. It's called a breach. And a breach disqualifies the area. So first of all, there's a machlokes harishonim. This halacha that differentiates between a pirtza, which is less than 10 amos, or greater than 10 amos, is that a problem with the Raisa or with the Rabbonon? Most Paiskim paskin that it's only an issue with Rabbonon. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and that's the way the Chazanish paskin, that the entire issue is an issue with Rabbonon when it's a pirtza larger than 10 amos. But we also spoke that the pirtzas, that the gaps cannot be greater than the standing part. And we had this issue once before, and in discussing this shaila, we mentioned that there are two ways of looking at this. Do we look at all the walls combined? So maybe in one wall there are a lot of openings, but the other two walls are solid. So I look at the totality, I may have oimid merubah laperetz, parts, or do I look at each wall separately? As we indicated in earlier shiurim, it's a machloikis. The Mefarshim want to bring a raya from Rashi that we look at all the walls as a totality. Because the first Rashi in the Gemara says, Paritz ka'omet kol ha'hekif kula asukein. So Rashi seems to point out that it's all of the areas together. But certainly, Paritz meruba la'omet, if there are more open space than closed place, it's not a valid partition. It's machloikas rishonim, is that midaraisa or midrabonin. Most, the Rashba says, he says in the name of the Ravid, it's considered a problem even midaraisa. Now, itmar, the Gemara begins, parutz koimid, if the open space is equal to the closed space. It's not more, it's not less, it's equal. Rav Papa says mutter, it's still considered fine as a mechitza. Rav Huna bar Rav Yeshua ama asar. Rav Huna bar Rav Yeshua says it's asar. Rav Papa ama mutter. Rav Papa says hocha agmei rechmana lemaisha. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who taught all the halachas of mechitzas to Moshe Rabbeinu, taught him, like tifritz ruba, don't leave most of the area open. Rav Huna bar Rav Yeshua, but if it's not mostly open, even though it's equal, it's 50-50, it's fine. Rav Huna bar Rav Yeshua ama asar, he says it's asar, hocha agmei rechmana lemaisha. This is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe, gedor ruba, most of the area has to be closed. If it's not mostly closed, it's insufficient. So the Mefarshim ask that how could we say that if this halacha or parutz meruba la'aymid is something halacha l'Moshe Sinai that Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu, when we know, as we've said even in today's shir, that the halacha is that pasei baros, if you have the L-shaped corners around the area with the well, the halacha is you're allowed to carry around that area, even though it's parts meruba la'aymid. You only have an am on each corner, an am of an L on each corner. Yet the halacha is you're allowed to carry in it. If it's a halacha l'Moshe Sinai, how would it be mutter? So there are two answers given the Mefarshim. One answer is that when the halacha l'Moshe Sinai was said from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, Hashem told Moshe that pasei baros will be an exception, and the reason it's a legitimate exception is because since in each corner we have a solid am wall, that will be enough, even though it's parts meruba la'aymid. That's one pshat Mefarshim give. Another pshat, a very interesting pshat, is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe the halacha parts meruba la'aymid, because perhaps parts meruba la'aymid is only with Rabbanan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe the conditions of the Rabbanan, how the Rabbanan Gezeira will look, and that the Machlokes Rav Papa and Rav Huna bar Yeshua is what were the conditions. If they're equal, is it like parutz or is it like oimet? Tanan asked the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, v'layehei pirtzes yiseris albinyan, the open areas are not allowed to be more than the closed areas. So the deek is hakabinyan, if they're the same amount, it's mutter. Says the Gemara, loy tema, do not say that the Mishnah means hakabinyan mutter, that after the same size it's mutter. Aleim in binyan yetz al parts mutter. If the wall part is greater than the gap part, then it's mutter. But if they're equal, it'd be us to carry there. Av kibinyan mai, because if the wall part and the closed part are the same, what's going to be the halacha? Usser. It'll be usser. Yehachi asked the Gemara, listening, the Mishnah should have told us a bigger chiddush. Lehei pirtzes kibinyan. Why does the Mishnah teach us a halacha that the gap parts are not allowed to be greater? The Mishnah could have taught us that if the gap parts are equal to the built parts, it's already a problem. Said the Gemara, kasha. So the way the Ritva explains is as follows. Whenever we find in the Gemara, says the Ritva, the language of kasha, versus the term tiyufta, means it's a kasha, but it doesn't mean that Rav Huna is completely disqualified, because then it would have said tiyufta. Why? It's a great kasha, says the Ritva. So Ritva says, because the kasha is so great, it's a rai, it's not a kasha. He says, Rav Huna also learned our Mishnah, and Rav Huna also knew the implication that our Mishnah seems to say that if they're equal, it's mutter. Yet he still said that if they're equal, they're asur. Obviously, he felt that the language of the Mishnah was not compelling enough to teach us that parutz and oimet are equal. It's considered like oimet. Toshma. So we bring a proof from the Mishnah. Hamakaras, because if somebody makes a schach on a sukkah b'shvudim with the sides with pieces of wood, or by ruchas amita, or with the sides of a bed, which are possible to be used as a schach, is the halacha im yesh reva paneim k'maison, if there is space between the items as wide as the possible schach, k'sheira. So we see that it's 50-50, if half is kosher and half is not kosher, it's considered a kosher schach, a sukkah. This is picture 114. So we see that parutz ka'omid is mutter, And says the Gemara, Hachem Ma'iskinon Kshenichnes V'yotzei. It's talking a case where the kosher schach could easily be put in and out. So therefore, the area of the kosher schach are actually wider than the area of the not kosher schach, of the pasul schach, and that's why it's kosher more than pasul, and that's why it's a kosher sukkah. Ask the Gemara for Efshel Tzamtzim. It's possible to be exact and make that the kosher area and the not kosher area exactly the same, equal in space. Because the Gemara now assumes that saying that the kosher area is larger than the non-kosher area, we only have to say that pshat if it's impossible to make it 50-50. But ask the Gemara if it's possible to explain, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that if in fact it's possible for two different areas to be identical in size, so why are we saying that the Mishnah is referring to a situation that the width of the kosher area is wider than the width of the non-kosher area? Why don't we say that's exactly the same? Amar Rav Ami, Rav Ami says, b'madif. The Mishnah is dealing with a situation where the person made the area of the kosher schach larger than the area of the pasul schach. So again, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, Rav Ami is saying that's if shlatzamtzim. The Gemara in the question thought that it's possible to make the two areas equal. Says Rav Ami, it's impossible. Rav Amar, Ravi says that it's talking in a case im hayin nesunim eri noistin shasi. If the non-kosher schach was put crosswise, then he put the kosher schach lengthwise. This is, or shesi, if the non-kosher schach was put lengthwise, he put the valid schach crossways on top of the non-kosher schach. Therefore, since the kosher schach is placed perpendicular to the non-kosher schach, so it overlaps the non-kosher schach, so although the space between the kosher schach and the non-kosher schach are exactly the same, the total amount of valid schach exceeds the total amount of invalid schach, and therefore it's a kosher sukkah because we have more kosher than non-kosher, and this is shown in picture 115.